You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on RBN. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and my special guest for the balance of the show is Shalene Nightingale, who's the American Independent Party gubernatorial candidate, and we're exploring her views. And Shalene, I've got one more education question, and then we're going to turn it back over to the callers. Okay. 3 years ago, I sat in a conference at our college district office, and I had to listen, or I should say I had the misfortune of listening to Arizona State University announce the rollout of its sustainability graduate and undergraduate programs based on the fiction that's global warming. And we'll get to that after the next break. But to the point of our conversation on education issues, I was deeply disturbed when one of the presenters suggested, not just suggested, they stated that educators should, quote, de-emphasize American exemplarence and start being honest about our faults. And so this leads me to my final question on education, and it has to do with textbooks. I am deeply disturbed, and I speak from firsthand experience on this, that there is a distinctly anti-American, anti-Christian theme which emphasizes our faults while de-emphasizing our many good points. And I'm wondering, as governor, what would you do to try to correct that situation in the public schools?
Well, first of all, this is the fault of each state that purchases, because the state is the one that purchases, from my understanding, mm-hmm. these education textbooks. I would want to get rid of all of them. I know that there are good publishers out there that print the truth. I know because I'm a homeschooling mother, so I know that they exist, and that is what I think we need to bring in. I've heard teachers say that they won't use some of the textbooks that their classrooms are sent because they know that the information is false. And, you know, certainly this has been in the making for those that had their eye on us. You know, we were a Christian Judeo nation, and it's just the dark wanting to invade our country and destroy it. And that's one of the ways to do it, is to indoctrinate these children to make them hate their own country. And fortunately, what I'm seeing, though, you know, it started with the Ron Paul movement, and certainly there are young people that have fallen into, unfortunately, the public indoctrination system mind, but there are many young people now that are saying, you know, this isn't right. And, you know, I saw this 11-year-old girl, I think her name was Sarah, give the most inspiring speech at some July 4th event. So I know there's more Sarahs out there. There are young people out there, and especially as the homeschooling and private school movements grow, which they are in this country, you know, they're learning the truth. But no, I would want to get rid of those.
No, I agree. And when we free these kids up from these indoctrinators in our government schools, it's amazing what they can do. And if I can brag on my son a minute, the other night we were watching a Glenn Beck rerun. And he was expressing outrage that the Twin Towers had not been rebuilt, or we didn't build something called the Freedom Tower as a symbol that we're not going to take this as a country. And so my 8-year-old went off after listening to this, got his Legos out, unbeknownst to me, and rebuilt the Twin Towers. He goes, here they are, Dad. This is all they need to do. And I'm just wondering how many public school kids would even think in that regard, because they are so indoctrinated and these textbooks are so prejudiced. And you're hearing it from someone in education, Shalene, and I'm telling you, there's things that are in the textbooks that the words will not come out of my mouth because they're untrue. Let's go to the lines.
I have a couple of friends that are teachers. I've heard from them, so I do know what's in there, and you're right. It shouldn't be repeated.
Okay, we're close to the break. George from Texas is online, too. And, George, if we run out of time, I'll hold you over. Do you have a question or a comment for Shalene? Hello, George? Okay. George might have put the phone down. George, if you come back, we'll come back to you. Just let my producer know. Well, Shalene, one question here as we go into the break, and it might end up being a teaser because we're right on top of it, but I want to ask you, when we come back from the break, do you plan on taking the swine flu shot, and what would you do if you're governor of California and it's federally mandated? Stay tuned for everybody, and we'll come back with Shalene for an answer to that question after a word from our sponsors.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest for the balance of the show is Shalene Nightingale, gubernatorial candidate from the American Independent Party in California. And we're exploring Shalene's views. And Shalene, let's shift gears. And before we go to radical environmentalism, I would like you to go back to that question and answer that swine flu vaccination question.
No, absolutely not. The swine flu is man-made. They're, in my opinion, are doing this to try to terrorize us. You know, they have this flu in countries worldwide, yet how many people died? I mean, you know, it's just, no, I'm not okay. Taking their swine flu.
And so if you were governor and the World Health Organization, through our government, said, hey, you're going to enforce this or we're going to send in the troops, what would your reaction be?
I'd say that's unconstitutional. There's the 10th Amendment, which honors state rights. I'll tell you what, when I'm governor, I don't want the federal government money. And I know that's probably shocking to people, and they're probably thinking, well, how, if you're not going to accept federal government money, then how are you going to survive as a state? Well, guess what? That federal money are your tax dollars. They're your tax dollars. So you're basically funding the federal government to help destroy our country. I don't want that money. You know, a state can survive on their own economy. That's what it was designed to be from the get-go by our founding fathers, was to have state sovereignty. It was never meant for the federal government to overtake all of our states and have power over them.
Well, so, precisely. Sure. I mean, absolutely correct. And it seems like we have totally forgotten about the 10th Amendment. So am I correct in assuming that you might actually say California is not going to participate in No Child Left Behind?
Absolutely. absolutely not. As a matter of fact, here's something really interesting. I have a friend who calls himself, admittedly, a progressive liberal. He supported Obama in the election. He was a school teacher, and he's very bright. Actually, him and I, believe it or not, when it comes to, in fact, he's one of the people that knows that our history books have been rewritten. He's a sharp, sharp guy. And he can't stand No Child Left Behind. He says it's the worst thing that ever happened to education. So, you know, everybody, you know, this whole left, right, them pitting us against one another, we'd be surprised if when we actually sit down and have conversations with Americans, regardless of where, what political party they're in or what their political, you know, who they vote for, you'll find that many of us feel and believe the same way. So no, I don't want the federal No Child Left Behind Act. And I want state sovereignty.
I've got a dear friend named.
Go to our website. We have a state rights page.
Okay. Well, I know that's part and parcel too to the Constitution Party and very consistent. I've got a dear friend, who now lives out here in Phoenix. Her husband's one of my best friends as well, and her name is Cindy Smith, and I want to give her props on the air because she used to be the school board president in Fortuna, California, where she worked hard to get rid of No Child Left Behind because through her research, she found that the school district was actually losing money by implementing the unfunded mandates of No Child Left Behind as opposed to the federal money that they were receiving. So, you know, this federal money is really kind of fool's gold. Well, let's go to radical environmentalism because I think nowhere in the country can I go to and find more radical environmentalists than there are in California. And you're not going to hear about it a lot in the media because, as you know, six corporations not beholden to American patriotism own 99% of this media, and they've successfully convinced many people that global warming is a cataclysmic threat to our environment. And that's despite the fact that 36,000 scientists, and I had one of them on here recently, Tim Ball, wrote to President Obama and said this is pure fiction. So are you familiar with what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell the national audience about this? Because this is going to impact the prices they pay for certain foods at the supermarket this next winter.
Well, first of all, California is losing farmland at a rate of nearly about 300,000 acres per year. And in our Central Valley alone, we have these environmentalists who claim that by water going through our Central Valley, that it was killing the smelt, and now the salmon too. They've added that as well. So instead of the water being pumped into the Central Valley for our agriculture, they decided that they needed to pump it back into the ocean. So to save smelt and salmon, and yes, this is true. I just got into, and I really, there's a supporter that is here in California that I really admire him. He's a professor at a university. But him and I have a disagreement on this because I just said at an Oceanside Tea Party that if I'm elected governor, I will be calling the God Squad, which is what it's called. It's this jury of people. We have so many committees. It's crazy in our country. But what Arnold Schwarzenegger should be doing, and he hasn't done, he keeps saying, oh, my hands are tied, my hands are tied. Well, there is a committee called the God Squad that you can go to in this particular case and say, look, for humanity, can we please, for an emergency, pump water into our Central Valley? So I said that I would do that, and I said, people are more important than fish. And, of course, he challenged me saying, well, we need to have immigration control. Well, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. What does that have to do with
by killing people off, by not having water for our plants that we eat from? I'm sorry. That's not my kind of immigration control. And so we have been speaking to our staff, some people that live in Northern California and Central California, and trying to find some other solutions too, because this would probably only be in temporary. I'm sure some judge would come in and, you know, the judges pretty much will run our country and try to stop, you know, the injunction, you know, the emergency water coming in. So we would have to come up with some other alternatives. But can you believe this? People are fighting for fish instead of for people. And, yes, it's going to affect the entire country as our agriculture is being destroyed. I have family and friends that live in the Central Valley. And when they found out I was running for governor, although illegal immigration is very important for them, they said for them in the Central Valley, the most important one was this water issue. And that was where I heard about it first. I have to admit, I did not know about this. And so I started doing, you know, some, you know, 101 cramming of the studying to find out, you know, what actually was going on. And it's just a bunch of bureaucracy and more leftists just trying to destroy the state.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head right there. Hal Lindsey addressed this, and just by, I don't watch a lot of TV, but by happenstance, Shalene, I saw Hal Lindsey, who's from your state, and he's one of America's most well-known broadcasting evangelists. Doesn't take money, though. But Hal came on and talked about the San Joaquin Valley. In his words, he said it was fish over families. But what's going to end up happening here is the produce that's being raised in the San Joaquin Valley is going away because they can't get the water. And this is one of the richest agricultural producers in the world. And we're going to pay higher prices at the supermarket very shortly because of this insanity. And now here you have an area that is one of the richest areas, agriculturally speaking.
Yes.
And now food is having to be shipped in to feed the farmers in welfare. And I'll tell you what Hal Lindsey said on the show, and I almost fell off my chair. He said, this is a planned famine. He said, it's created by the globalists, and it's another way they're trying to depopulate the planet.
Yes.
That was Hal Lindsey's quote. I almost fell over.
He's absolutely right. And you, if you go, you know, on our site, which is nightingaleforgovernor.com, we have that. It's called, by the way, the California Delta. And, you know, there are other multiple problems with this. I mean, besides the fact that there's no water for our, you know, our agriculture and the plants and the land is all in devastation, you know, you have failing levees and a multitude of other infrastructure inadequacies that are happening all based on this. And, you know, I was thinking about this today, Dave, and I'm a little off topic here, but I'm still, as much as I am into the issues, I can't understand why are they trying to destroy. If California was an independent nation, it would be the 10th largest economy in the world. Now, at one time, it was the 5th largest economy. So whatever they're doing to destroy this economy, they're doing it because we slipped to 10th. But nonetheless, the 10th largest economy in the world. We're the most important state in the union. We have the ports. We once had the businesses until, of course, they increased the business taxes in our state and all the businesses left. Why are they trying to destroy the state? I know about the North American.
Well, I can tell you why. What is it? One out of eight people live in California. One out of nine people. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest economy. It's up until recently, before the illegal immigration waves came in, it was one of the most progressive states in the country.
Yes.
And if you're part of an agenda that wants to take this country down to impose global governance, as espoused by many people in the Obama administration, from Cass Sunstein to Van Jones, who was recently forced out, to his science advisor, John Holdren, they're all about this radical environmentalism. And it's, I mean, Cass Sunstein says that people should get, animals should get lawyers and sue their pet owners. I mean, this is craziness. Let's go out to the phone lines here before I...
blow a
fuse
me?
Here. Yeah, I'm not hyperventilating yet, but I mean, this is just pure insanity. But anyway, let's turn it over to the callers very quickly. George is on line one, calling from Texas. Hi, George. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you well. Go ahead.
And, you know, I'm a member of what they call the Texas Nationalist Movement. We are seeking our independence. Texas seeking it's a group of people trying to seek independence from the United States because we're looking at the San Joaquin Valley. You know, the cap and trade and all that stuff. And Texans do not want to be subservient to these parasites, these globalist parasites. And one of the things that I know, if she's elected governor, one thing she's going to have to do that I think even the Texas Nationalist Movement had to agree on is two things. Number one, dismantle the Bar Association. And number two, no unionization for state workers, because I can tell you one thing. In California, the unions have crippled the state's ability to govern itself.
Okay, George, hold it right there, and I'll hold you over, and Roger will be with you after the break, and Shalene will get you answer to that about the unions when we come back after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
one 800 313 9443 is the number to call. The Common Sense Show. Our special guest, joining me, your host Dave Hodges, is Shalene Nightingale, gubernatorial candidate for the American Independent Party, affiliated with the Constitution Party nationally. We've been exploring Shalene's views, and I thought this audience would identify with you, Shalene, and that's definitely true. And as we went to the break, George from Texas, who's still on the line, was asking you about secession, and if things continue to go south, would you ever consider that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have some friends, like my friend Tony Doles, who's actually also running for office here in California and has been real active in the Minutemen movement. He's a legal immigrant from Cuba. He is on one of the committees to have that movement go forward, and I have been reading about it, and I actually, a few months ago, I gave a speech at an event, and I put that in my platform of solutions, was that if, you know, all else fails, then we succeed. You know, and I
like that
double metaphor there. So,
no, I like that. That's very clever.
Thank you. So, yes. Yes. I mean, the Constitution, our founding fathers never designed this to be, they escaped tyranny. They escaped King George. And they escaped that to come here to create a new idea, a refreshing idea, one of freedom, one where people could be who they wanted to be without government rule or, you know, somebody telling you what religion, you know, what church you had to go to. Never meant for a tyranny here. And so this is not, we need, if our federal government is not doing what we ask of them, we need to fire them.
I totally agree. George, any follow-up?
Yes. You know, one thing that's a problem out in California, I think it's going to be one of your biggest roadblocks if you become elected, and that is the unions. You got the teachers.
Oh, I know.
They have crippled the ability for the state to govern. And I really think there should be a constitutional amendment in the state's constitution that the state workers cannot organize for that reason, because you've seen so much.
I absolutely agree with you, and you're right. I think California is the most Marxist state in the union. It is definitely the one with the public employee union totally has a stranglehold on this state. And, you know, the unions, especially when they listen to me speak, them and the special interest groups, they're the big money, they're going to do everything in their power to stop this campaign. I know that. They're not going to let me in the media. They're not going to let me in the debates. They're going to do everything they can to squash me. I know this, our campaign, our team. So really, we are trying to get word of mouth out by great shows like yours, Dave, and we know what we're up against. It's going to be quite, you're right, George, quite a mountain to try to be victorious in this state, but I guarantee you, if we are victorious, we will be doing what we can to wrangle the power of those unions away.
Okay, very good. George, great call. Please call again. Let's go to line two. We got Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My question relates to the illegal immigration issue. In fact, I have two. One of the factors that got us into World War I was a document referred to as the Zimmermann Telegram, which was an offer from Germany to Mexico for an alliance and in exchange when America was taken down, Mexico would get the states in the West that it wanted.
Yes.
There's intelligence reports that the Chinese entered into a basically the same agreement with Mexico. The first question is, do you have any information from your military support, you know, community that would provide some insight on this in relationship to the illegal immigration issue? And the second question is, do you also have any information on the prepositioning of arms, Chinese arms in caves in Mexico for future use for this type of thing?
Wow, Roger, that's a whole show. Let's let her handle the first question. Shalene?
Okay.
Those are great questions, though, Roger. You know, first of all, I do, you know, I was involved in the anti-illegal immigration, which I call the pro-secure border movement here in California. I was a managing director for an organization called Save Our State. I worked with a lot of Minutemen, and many of those Minutemen are current and former military, current and former law enforcement, many of them. So I do have people that I can go to and speak to on this subject. If I was governor, though, I'll tell you right now, that border is going to be secured. The federal government isn't doing it. I will make sure that we have guard on the border, and that is a top priority of mine. Roger, I know your question was a little bit different, but it's a little bit more than I really can answer. Because
I want to develop his question right after we come back from the break, because the rumors, Roger, that there are some nefarious forces just on the other side of the border have been longstanding, and some of the sources for that material come right out of the NSA with some names that would be very familiar to some of our listeners if they're on the talk show circuit at all. And, Roger, I think you probably know what individual I'm alluding to, and I'm kind of hesitant to throw his name out, but it's someone who Annie DeRiso and I happen to know quite well.
I know nothing.
Well, thank you for that Sergeant Schultz invitation. But let me be specific. You know, let's talk about the persistent rumors about sleeper cells. And that's really where I think Roger was somewhat going with this. And we'll explore that with Shalene, because she's right on the front lines that this is true. So stay tuned, everybody. And we're going to hold you over, Roger. And we'll get to Rick from Virginia as soon as we come back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. We held Roger from Kentucky over, and Roger, I'm going to reframe that just a little bit. And Shalene, one of the things that concerns me, and I know concerns a lot of Americans, along the lines of what Roger is talking about, is who's providing port security in California, because this ultimately affects the rest of the nation. Is that something that's on your radar screen?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I want to point this out, too. One of my friends is Carl Braun. He writes for The Examiner, and he was one of the founders of Border Patrol Auxiliary. He wrote a really fascinating article a few days ago, and he was able to get the Department of Homeland Security annual performance report. They obviously, there is something up. I mean, this is not conspiracy. When there's all these steps that they are doing to free up our dangerous border. I have friends that are Minutemen that are down at the California-Mexican border who are saying it is a war zone down there. The drug cartels are coming over. Of course, I'm sure most people know about Agent Rosas being murdered. Suspects of drug cartels. Anyway, the report says that they don't plan on securing even a single additional mile of border in 2010, not a single. You know, we have that bill, Duck and Hunter introduced. It's not being implemented at all. And get this, they're going to remove agents from our Mexican-California border and move them up to Canada, the Canadian United States border. And as we all know, what is so terrible? I mean, you know, well, the terror.
I might add, you know, if you will remember, there were border guard reports of what appeared to be Chinese Pathfinder units also yes. crossing into the United States.
Are you aware of that, Shalene? Because I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, you know what? I actually do. I'm very blessed. I'm on a lot of emails, and I do get some Border Patrol agent reports, and I'm shocked at what I read. There's terror. I mean, I know you were alluding to this. Yes, there are terrorist sales. In fact, they're going to Mexico and training people, and then to cross our borders. There are so many not every illegal alien is coming from Mexico. I mean, there are illegals that are coming through the Mexican border that have been trained to come here to help destroy and dismantle
and wreak havoc. Exactly, Roger. We're getting a full board of calls. We've got to move along, but as usual,
thank
it was
you
a
very
terrific
much
call.
For taking time to answer my questions.
Absolutely, please call again. Absolutely terrific here and. Let's go to Rick in Virginia on line 3. Rick, thanks for your patience, and you're on with Shalene Nightingale.
Oh, hi. Great. Shalene, I was wondering whether you considered establishing a California central bank to replace the Fed central bank, such as North Dakota has done. The Bank of North Dakota handles all of the state's funds, and it doesn't do fractional lending as far as I know. And it's one of the most solvent states in the country right now.
Actually, I didn't know about that until a couple 3 weeks ago when I was a guest on something, and the host had mentioned that very same thing to me, that I should look into that bank system. And so since that time, our campaign team has actually been we've had correspondence on our phone calls and emails about doing something with the banks. And so, yes, I'm looking into it. I knew nothing about it till a couple of weeks ago, though. So
yeah, I read an article quite a while ago that this would be a way to solve all of California's money problems.
That's great.
And it was established in 1919, and it's been successful ever since.
Well, Shalene, you've got a resident out there in California in the L.A. area named Ellen Brown, who's an attorney. And she's been a guest on my show twice, and she has actually written about forming local banks. Also, Catherine Austin Fitz, who served as the number two person in HUD in the Bush 1 administration, she's calling for the same type of thing as well. So this is a movement that could pick up steam because, you know, I don't think we're going to get Congress to bring down the Fed as badly as we need to, so I think we need to find ways to circumvent it. Rick, do you have a follow-up?
No, I care about California. I lived in Santa Barbara for quite a long time, and I hope that you get elected, and I hope that you do the state proud.
Greg, it was a wonderful call, and please call again. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jerry from Illinois on line 1. Hi, Jerry. You're on with Shalene Nightingale.
Oh, hello. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I got really, really curious, and I was just wondering, does the governor have the ability to control the revenue that's generated in the state so it's put to the state treasury rather than sent to the federal government?
You mean a la Andrew Jackson?
All of them, everything.
Yeah, well, Andrew Jackson did that back in the 1830s. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't know he was a governor.
Well, when he was president, but he took the money out of the national treasury being controlled by the Second National Bank, and he placed it in the bank. I believe it was the Bank of Maryland, and I might be wrong on that. So basically, he could control the funds, and these international bankers and their rich friends in his country that were basically the Second Federal Reserve Bank could not control the nation's monies. And I think that's kind of how I'd reframe the question. So go ahead.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, that's what I was getting at, because constitutionally, I mean, you could make a case that unless they get their act together, they don't deserve the people's money. Right. And so you just take if you can get the money, that's the problem. Getting it put into the state treasury until a time when they might get some sense.
Okay, Shalene?
I'm not sure if I'm understanding exactly what I'm being asked. I'm sorry, but I will tell you that if I become governor, I do believe in state sovereignty and the 10th Amendment. And the last caller who talked about the central bank, that is something that I've been once it was introduced a couple of weeks ago, that I've been reading about. So if you want to email me, you certainly may, so that I can look more into what you're
okay,
what
I'll
you're
do
asking.
That then.
Okay, good.
I'll just hang up and I'll listen for your email.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for your call, Jerry. Shalene, let me try to reframe that just a little bit here. I think what he's saying is essentially the money that you collect in the form of taxes or tariffs, which I know really is the popular position of the Constitution Party as opposed to income taxes, but the money that would be collected as from revenue-generating devices could be placed in state banks and not forwarded on to the federal government. And this may also apply to federal withholding. Now, there is a 1943 law that says that essentially all employers must forward on or withhold a certain amount and send on to the federal government. But it would be an interesting showdown if you had a state that said, hey, we're not sending you any of our money until you follow the Constitution. This is where I think Jerry was going with this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I absolutely agree with that wholeheartedly. So, yes, whatever we can do, whatever's in our jurisdiction to make sure that we, the federal government has less power and that we, the people, and I haven't had the opportunity to really say that, but our campaign is really we are we the people. We are frustrated voters, and we want to run this state the way it was intended and by our founding fathers, and that's the government, you know, by the people, of the people, for the people. We don't believe that government's supposed to be run by special interest groups and judges and globalists and CFR. We believe that we the people were meant to govern. So I appreciated that call, and I look forward to the gentleman emailing me. And just so your viewers, if they want to, they can email me at Shalene@nightingaleforgovernor.com.
Okay. Well, Shalene, I have another question along those lines. If people want to donate to your campaign,
yes,
how can they do that?
That is a great question. I'll tell you, we are running up against big money. And the only way that we have a chance is if we have money so that we can also out, because we're not going to be in the debate. So we're going to need to do the radio commercials, the television commercials if we can afford them. We need the flyers. We need to spread the information as far as we can. We're doing as much as we can on the internet. We would like to travel throughout the state and go to communities that and reach out to all of them. That takes money. So if people want to donate to us, they can either do it through PayPal on our website, and again, our website's nightingaleforgovernor.com, and just click on the financial contributions page, and you can do that through PayPal using your credit card, or you can send checks or money orders to Nightingale for Governor, P.O. Box 901115 in Palmdale, California, 93590. And that address is also on our website. And we appreciate it. Trust me, we appreciate it very much. We are doing this campaign to try to make a difference, to try to send a message. We would love to win. We would love for we the people to be able to take this state back, because we fear if we lose it in 2010 to these CFR candidates, we may lose it forever.
Well, I was going to go there with you. First of all, as a matter of geography there, you are from Palmdale?
I live in Los Angeles County, okay. But no, I'm not originally, no, from Palmdale,
okay.
No.
But you're headquartered in Palmdale?
Yes, we do have our headquarters in Palmdale and one other location in California, too.
The reason I asked is I'm spending 3 days at the end of the year in Palmdale coaching my college basketball team in a tournament.
Really?
There. That's being sponsored by College of the Desert and Coach Henry Viveros. Yeah. And so I'll be spending a little bit of time there. But more to the point of this show, I'd like to ask you about your opponents. You mentioned the CFR, mm-hmm. And I've done just a little bit of research here, and I find it very interesting that a person running under the banner of let's follow the Constitution
mm-hmm.
is being opposed by people from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is
yes.
really the antithesis of following
yes.
the Constitution.
Yes. We have Steve Poizner, who on his own site, I'm not sure if it's still there, but he boasts about being a proud member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I did a little bit more research on him, who he also gave contributions to Al Gore for his global warming. And then Meg Whitman was a campaign manager for McCain. I think she's more infamous now for her fawning over Van Jones on a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's obviously, you know, McCain's a Council on Foreign Relations member. And she herself has said in, there's another YouTube video where she is with McCain when they were on his campaign trail, and she says that she's a total supporter of increasing H-1B visas. So this is what I'm up against. There's on the Democrat side, there's Jerry Brown and Mayor Gavin Newsom from San Francisco. So really, all four of them are alike. I don't really see much differences except for, you know, two pretend to be Republicans and the other two are in the party they belong in. So.
Can I just interject something here?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Shalene, this is my own bias, so please forgive me.
Yes, of course.
The term Republican and Democrat, to me, are meaningless terms now.
Oh,
I think
really
what we're talking about now is what I would call the corporate party, and we have the Republican flavor of the corporate party, and we have the Democratic flavor of the corporate party. And really what we're talking about here is fascism.
I agree. And actually, you know, I only said that for your listeners' sake so they knew who was who. But, no, we have one party. It's no longer a two-party system. They pretend it's a two-party system, but it's one party. George Soros, who I'm sure your listeners are very familiar with that name,
He
funded not just Obama. He also funded McCain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McCain was his campaign was bankrupt. And people thought he was going to announce any day that he was leaving the presidential race. And we all know who was really leading that race. People can call me wacky if they want, but I don't think the meetup groups and the historic money bombs are lying. Ron Paul was doing incredibly well. Suddenly McCain is the choice for the GOP. To me, that for me was confirmation we had one party. And there was no difference. And they were both being funded by George Soros.
Well, how about trotting out the Republican candidates in the primary? And you had 5 or 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
and they might ask 20 questions, and Ron Paul maybe would get one question.
I know. It was ridiculous. I also have to say that there was, I also liked Tom Tancredo. I did. He was very strong on the same illegal immigration issue and on the same side, and he really has spoken out very boldly.
Yes.
But he, I remember early on when he was still in the running, they never asked him a question, and I noticed that when they would ask Tom Tancredo or you know, Ron Paul questions that they tried to make them look ridiculous. And, you know, it was created because obviously these are sharp men. And I think some of the other candidates they tried to make look good were the ones that were ridiculous. But that's besides the point. It's a total controlled system. Our voting system's corrupt. Our choices are corrupt. And so, no, very fair in what you said. And I do agree. It is very much so fascism.
Well, I mean, that's Mussolini's definition. That's a dictionary definition. When you merge the interests of government and business, that's fascism.
Yes.
And that's all we have here. What will be your position if you're elected governor and national health care passes?
state sovereignty. If I'm governor, that's what we would have, and absolutely not. And, you know, this is why I believe states shouldn't take federal money. When you take federal money, then you owe the federal government something.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not taking federal money, then I don't have to participate in their government-controlled, you know, Marxist healthcare system. I think that medical insurance companies, health insurance companies, should have healthy competition. I do think that, yes, the rates are just astronomical. So I do think there should be healthy, you know, maybe restrictions on, you know, a little bit of cap. I don't want to say cap and trade, but a little bit of cap on how high premiums should go so that the average American can afford health care for their families. But I know. I don't believe in that Marxist health care.
No. What really chaps me is I might listen to Obama, if he would open up the border so we could purchase cheaper prescriptions around the world. We're the only country currently mm-hmm. that can't. If I could cross state lines and not be limited to my one insurance company that my employer gives me, and I could shop for a better deal that I know is out there. Mm-hmm. And if we would address some of these issues like pre-existing conditions, if he'd do those three things, then I might be willing to listen. But until he addresses those three things up front without any other plan to overturn 16 to 18% of our economy, I'm not going to listen to him. You know, you heard
Annie. That's not going to happen, Dave. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to make this point. The big pharmaceutical companies.
Well, let me have you hold that point, and we'll come right back and talk about the pharmaceuticals, and we'll put a wrap on this terrific interview with Shalene Nightingale after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, that song's appropriate, bad to the bone, because that describes some of our corporate and political masters. Our guest tonight has been Shalene Nightingale, who's the American Independent Party gubernatorial candidate that's affiliated with the Constitution Party. And Shalene has been kind enough to share her views. And Shalene, I'm sorry, those breaks can be very unforgiving. And you were going to make a point about the pharmaceuticals before we put a wrap on this great interview.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that in this country that's not going to happen because the big pharmaceutical companies make their most money off this country. I believe that they are the drug cartel of our country. And so it was just a point I wanted to make.
Interesting. We have the Mexican drug cartels and we have big pharma. I think that is an appropriate comparison. Once again, tell everyone how they can reach you and how they can access your website and donate to your campaign.
Absolutely. It's nightingaleforgovernor.com, and it's NIGHTINGALE, nightingaleforgovernor.com. They can email me at Shalene@nightingaleforgovernor.com. And if that's confusing, I know I have confusing names, just go to our website, and there's, if you click on Freedom Team, there is a place where you can contact us. Just email, and it will get to me. So there's the phone number, 310-237-5590. And you can call during business hours. That's Pacific time. And we will be happy to answer your questions.
Well, as this campaign unfolds and as the chicanery starts from the other side, from your CFR counterparts, I'd like to have you back on the air to talk about what you think we should know that's going on. Because I think
perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we had on Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona here when he was running for the Senate.
Great.
Yes, and our local TV stations tried to shut him out of the debates. Well, he took him to court and won and got on the debates. And so I'm well aware of what happens with the so-called third-party candidates, and gosh, I hate that term. But, you know, we do want to follow your campaign, and I promote this show as an average person making a difference, but you have some extraordinary views. You've got a lot of courage to step up and put yourself on the line. And I want to thank you for being so gracious with your time and joining us tonight on the Common Sense Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate your gracious host, and I loved our conversations, and I appreciate your listeners as well. You have some great listeners. They have great questions.
Oh, we do. We have a very educated audience, and I thought they would enjoy you, and you certainly didn't disappoint.
Oh, thank you very much. And we are, I think the tide is turning. I was very encouraged by the millions that came out on Saturday for the 9/12 events. And I agreed with what you said earlier. Those were only a couple of million people. But remember, there were protests in every city. There were viewing parties in just about every town and city. And there were millions more that would have joined them had they had the financial means and time to do so.
Absolutely. Well, Shalene, we'll be in touch to do a follow-up. Good luck on your campaign. I hope
you
raise lots
much.
Of money and expose the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, Shalene Nightingale, candidate for governor in California. Shalene, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know we like to promote and feature people who really are truly making a difference. And whether Shalene wins or doesn't win, I don't think we can deny the fact that she's going to have a big hand in waking more people up to the abuses that the rest of us have awakened to. Let me talk about what's coming up on the Common Sense Show in the upcoming times. I mean, next week we're going to be joined by George Ure from urbansurvival.com. He's got a number of websites, but he's been a featured guest on many national talk shows. He's an expert on surviving things like martial law, breakdown of society, and I hear the music, and we're going to run out of time promoting these shows. But join us next week, because George Ure is a great guest. And once again, that's another guest that Annie procured for us. And once again, thanks to Annie. Thanks to my producer, Manny Quiros, the president of RBN, who does a great job as John Stattmiller. And join us again next week, same time, same place. God bless everybody.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the